This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a new art exhibit in Washington, D.C. that's got curators at the Smithsonian's Hirshhorn Museum bracing for record crowds. The works of Yayoi Kusama, one of those rare living artists who draws collectors and critics and crowds by the millions. Which sounds great for the Hirshhorn, but there is a catch. Kusama creates her installations in tiny little rooms that only a handful of people at a time can get into. Were this a normal situation, economics would have an easy supply-demand-ish answer. You just raise the ticket price. But as Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains, this is no normal situation.
Stepping inside one of Kusama's infinity mirror rooms is a singular experience. The reflective glass pulls off quite a trick, turning a tiny room into an endless fantasy landscape of multicolored orbs and shapes. It's not easy to describe the streaming color and glowing lights. You have to experience it, which is why this could be such a powerful draw for the Hirshhorn.
I'm very, very excited, little nervous as well.
Museum Deputy Director Elizabeth Dugal surveys the gallery as workers make final preparations just hours before it opens to massive crowds. It sounds like a great chance to profit from the demand, but it doesn't work that way here.
The mission of the Smithsonian Institution is that the museums are free to the public, and this has been in our mission for over 150 years.
When charging is out of the question, the museum has to find more creative ways to manage the storms of supply and demand. The Hirshhorn decided to do something it has never done in its entire history, timed tickets. Visitors have to sign up days in advance. When the first batch of tickets went up for grabs online, 9,000 passes disappeared in minutes. One way around the system is membership, which starts at $50. By the eve of the opening, the membership base had grown by 20 times.
Now that we have all these new members, we have new emails and ways to contact these folks and to get them engaged and stay engaged with the museum.
It also means 20 times as many people to hit up for donations. Outside the museum in the garden, no tickets are needed to see Kusama's sculpture Pumpkin, a giant yellow gourd covered in dark polka dots. Even early in the morning, people steadily file by taking selfies. Her visually stunning works are tempting bait for social media fans. That makes the Kusama exhibition potential gold at a time when younger visitors are coveted.
I think there's a lot riding on it for the Hirshhorn.
Jimena Varela takes in the sculpture from a nearby bench. As director of American University's Arts Management Program, she tracks how art museums work to attract the next generation of visitors and members. Blockbuster exhibitions like this can be turning points, but only if the museum delivers. That means keeping the public happy. No easy thing when they can't all go in when they want and face long lines once they get there.
Today with social media, when somebody's in that place and can't see a thing, and everyone around them can't see a thing, they're going to tweet about it in seconds, and it's a PR disaster.
Back in the gallery, keeping those visitors happy is the job of Samir Batar, who works across the Smithsonian's museums.
2 years in the making, and now it's happening, so I'm a little anxious.
Planning for Yayoi Kusama involved outside consultants, additional facilities, and tripling the number of visitor staffing. The show could double the usual attendance, with hundreds of thousands of people hungry to step into rooms that only hold three or four. That means very short visits, 30 seconds tops, and very long lines. The museum has put special care into giving people something to experience while they're waiting.
There's a video projection here to grab your attention, which is a work of hers, actually, the late 60s. There is some text here.
It's understandable if you're skeptical of all the hype around Kusama's work, so I wanted Jimena Varela's perspective. She's the American University professor we talked to earlier. She's been inside lots of exhibits around the world, but never in one of Kusama's rooms until right now.
I've seen them in two dimensions in a picture, and they look amazing.
I kept quiet while she went inside and didn't ask any questions until she stepped out.
It's absolutely worth the wait because when you step into it, I think you forget the wait.
If hundreds of thousands of people feel the same way, the museum will have cracked a tricky economic problem and maybe built a stronger future. In Washington, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.